Today we celebrate the feast of the Pope, to whom we owe much in so many ways. Pope St. Damasus, in some places it says the first, but as far as I know, there is no second. So just St. Damasus. St. Damasus was of a Spanish family who had moved to Rome, and he was born in the year 304. So he is considered to be the first Spanish pope. And he became a server, an acolyte, and a deacon at the Church of St. Lawrence, nowadays known as St. Lawrence in Damaso, because he promoted it and did everything he could for its glorification. Eventually, he became deacon and was sent outside of Rome to take care of business for the Pope, and then he came back to Rome when the Holy Father died, and he was elected to succeed in the Supreme Pontificate in the year 366. So this is very early, and it's right away, very right away, soon after the liberation of the Church by the Emperor St. Constantine. In the meantime, there were many heresies. Now that there was no persecution, there were many heresies. And one after the other, he tried to fight them all. Apollinarianism and so many others. And he got onto himself a good ally who eventually became his secretary, the very famous St. Jerome, a father and doctor of the Church. And he was very, very well versed in the ancient languages, Greek and Hebrew and Aramaic, and of course Latin. And so the Holy Father asked him, because at that time, when you went to one parish, they had one version of the readings, and another parish, another version. They were all different, the same but different. So St. Damasus said to him, eventually he became the secretary of St. Damasus, I want you to translate the Bible into Latin, the proper Latin, so that everybody will have the same translation. And as a result of that, we have what is known as the Vulgate edition of the Bible. Comes from vulgus, which means the language of the people, which was Latin. Up to that point, Greek was partly the language of the people, but no more. And so we owe to St. Damasus the fact that we have the Vulgate Bible, which is the official Bible of the Church, even today. In the meantime, there was many things to undergo, and just like you and I have to suffer many things every day, so too the Holy Father did and does. Now we need to pray for Pope Leo every day. And in the year 384, he died, not quite being Pope for 20 years. And so today we give thanks to God. He was friends with St. Jerome, St. Augustine, St. Ambrose, all the great fathers of the 4th century that have given so much to the faith and to the Church. So we pray to him in a very special way today for the Church in these disastrous times in which we live, that we may have orthodoxy in every which way and the true faith preached and observed in every church, in every seminary, in every university, monastery, and parish throughout the world. In the nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.